You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to dive into our sight loss stories, where every week we speak to our blind and partially sighted community and hear their own sight loss journeys, which are always unique and individual. Today, we're hearing from Joanna Hogg about her story. Joanna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we'll talk your something that drives your passion a bit later, but I'd like to start with, can you tell me a bit about your sight condition and your diagnosis?
I have a condition called foveal hyperplasia, which is a type of aniridia. My diagnosis journey has been quite long and lengthy. So I was the youngest child of three, having no experience of vision impairment in my family at all. And then when I was born, I was diagnosed with cone dystrophy, which was a bit of a shock to my family. They kind of didn't know anything about sight loss or blindness. And at the time, they were told that I was fully blind and that I would always be looking after and that I would probably never be independent. So fast forward kind of a few years, I was prepared for losing my vision because of cone dystrophy being a degenerative condition. And as time went on, my vision didn't fail and didn't get worse. And then when I was 27, I was actually diagnosed with foveal hyperplasia, which is a genetic condition. So my whole diagnosis kind of flipped in my adult life.
Bearing that change in mind and kind of all these things, what did you find helped you the most to kind of adapt to life with sight loss as you were growing up?
So obviously I have the benefit in some ways in that I've never known normal vision, if you like. So my adaptations have always become, I've always come from kind of my own development, my own kind of problem solving. So things like when I was a baby, it was the noisier toys or the flashy toys. And then as I got older, it was following people to kind of know where I should be going. And I kind of adapted my own techniques. If I go to a new place, I will map out the route around the building. I will make note in my head of how many steps there are, whereabouts the toilets are or the exits. And it's those strategies that I've kind of developed myself as I've gone along.
Now then, I want to talk about something that drives you as in terms of passions. You know, we all have these things that we have particular passion for. Your passion is quite unique and interesting. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
My main passion really has come from having my own children who are vision impaired as well, but also have other disabilities. And my son in particular has a rare genetic skin disease. So my passion now has become kind of advocacy for the SEN industry, for advocating for rights, awareness, particularly for my son with his rare disease. It's making it more aware, more publicised, keeping disability in general out in the open. Having discussions with people that have not had awareness, who have probably never met somebody that has a vision impairment or a physical disability. So my advocacy now is very much focused on those areas for my children.
When it comes to advocacy and all the things you've done, you know, with this particular passion, what would you say has been your biggest achievement or your proudest moment where you feel, you know, you have helped the most or you have achieved something to help with that kind of area?
I think for my biggest achievement really has been to connect with other people who are walking the same path as me, who may be new to it, who have a child with a disability and they have never had any experience of it. So I'm able to support those people and help lead them in the right direction and to feel that they're not alone, that there are options, that their future might be different to what they'd expected, but there is still a future. And I think that's kind of where my achievement comes from. It's supporting people who are walking the same path as me.
Speaking of people that, you know, maybe walking that path, I usually do this question in one direction, but I'll do it twofold. First of all, you know, what piece of advice would you have based on your own experience of adapting to life with sight loss? What advice would you give to people who, you know, have to go through the same process, adapt to life with sight loss?
I think it's just looking outside the box would be the main piece of advice. Trying to find different alternatives and things that might be kind of DIY based. Finding ways to do the same thing, but, you know, just a different approach to it and not giving up straight away, because sometimes it might be that you try something, it doesn't work the first time, but doesn't mean that it won't continue to work. And I think it's trying to be open and flexible is the main key.
Now, the other question I'd like to ask you, because, you know, you clearly have a passion. What advice would you give to parents who have a child or children with disability and, you know, would love to take any advice they can to make sure they support their children as much as they can? What advice would you give? What advice do you give to them?
I would definitely advise them to reach out to the community. In many situations, there are communities out there with children with the same conditions, and it's keeping that contact with other people, making those contacts. But also, my advice would be to allow those children to find their own ways as well. Let them try, even if you think they're never going to be able to achieve that thing, like, you know, painting, or they can't see, so they can't paint. Let them try, because actually they will find a way. And often, if you have a child that's born with a disability, they will naturally find their own ways of doing things that possibly, as a person who doesn't have a disability, you may not have thought of.
I think that's a really good message, and, you know, very encouraging one, at least, because I think it's always good to try anything to find out whether you can and can't do it at the end of the day. I think that's the only way sometimes. Joanna, that is a very good message, and you are certainly quite an inspirational person as well. So I'm sure there'll be a lot more that you will achieve. But thank you for now for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Very welcome. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.